to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. It'd be nice to have a place where the flowers don't fade, right? So that'd be nice. That way that things don't die. I was walking down to the church yesterday and looked around and all the grass was yellow. Now, one good thing about that is you don't have to cut it. You don't have to, more importantly, weed eat it. And so those are good things. But it'd be nice someday to be in a spot where things do not die. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. I know I had mentioned this morning we were going to preach a message called Misplaced Faith. And as I've been studying and praying about it this afternoon, it's actually going to be called Misplaced Faithfulness. Because as I was studying and looking at it, and the origination from the message actually began in Luke chapter number 13 when it talked about the people that came and they were cast out and talked about the door being shut. And they said things like, "We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." It's talking about those that are trying to get into the kingdom or trying to get into heaven. And Jesus says, "Look, I never knew you." And they said, "But we did this, and we did this, and we did this, and we did this." And he says, "That's not what gets you there." And, it's talking about all the faiths and all the works. And so next Sunday morning, we might talk about misplaced faith. But when we came to this passage of scripture and when we came to the thought behind the message that I thought the Lord was leading to is misplaced faithfulness. You know, faithfulness is something that, many times people think in the day and time we live in is very, very rare. But I think people are faithful to things. Sometimes people are faithful to the right things. Sometimes people are not faithful to the right things. And in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 here, you have a passage of scripture that talks about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it talks about what our faith stands for and what our faith believes in. The Bible says in Luke chapter 18 verse 8, "When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" And, he said, will he find faith? The Bible talks about faith and talks about faithfulness much. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, "God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." God desires that we be faithful. And I think we're all faithful to certain things. It's just, what do we have our faith in? So when we look at this tonight, I'd like to try to establish a couple of points about what God expects when it comes to faithful and what the word faithful means, what the word faithfulness means, and also what the word faithless means. One of the most famous verses in the Bible about faithfulness is, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God is faithful. Aren't you thankful for that? Every time we do that, he's faithfully doing it over and over and over. He is faithful. And faithfulness. So that I went and looked in the dictionary. I do know how to use those, and sometimes I just type it out and try to copy and paste it, but I don't like the dictionaries online as much as I like the older dictionaries. And the word faithful means true to allegiance, constant, not fickle, constant in the performance of duties or services. So I think that word faithful is referring to an individual. There's some different forms of the word and different meanings behind the word, but being constant or true to allegiance or constant in the performance of duties of service, which means that they are faithfully doing something. They are always doing it. They're constantly doing it. Faithfulness is similar to that. Loyalty, firm adherence to allegiance and duty. A person who has faithfulness, there's faithful, and then, with the definition of the word faithfulness means being faithful. So they're similar. And so, but the point is, it is a firm adherence to allegiance and duty. Talking about being faithful to something. People talk about being faithful to your mate or your husband or your wife. And there's things that we're faithful to. Psalms 89:1 says, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness and to all generations." I learned that as a child through a lady would come into our classroom. She would have a guitar and she would teach us Bible songs like Mr. Jim does on Wednesday nights. And they taught us that song. I could actually sing that for you. Well, I don't know if it called singing or not, but I know the tune to that. So those things, faithful and faithfulness. Okay, I got that. I am strong. I adhere to this. I adhere to that. And the word faithless I found interesting in the definition. One is true to the allegiance. It's talking about loyalty. It's talking about firm adherence to allegiance and duty. The next definition is faithless. And it says without belief in the revealed truths of religion or unbelieving. I found this one interesting. Not adhering to allegiance or duty, not believing, not giving credit to, not true to master or employer, neglectful as a faithful servant. What I'd like for us to look at tonight is to consider, are we truly being faithful people with our actions? Are we being faithless? That God has called us to be faithful to many things. One of those things is coming to church. And you're here on a Sunday night, and you're here and faithful on Sunday nights. Most of you, I look across the room, they're here for almost all the services. You have that down. Why you come might be something a little bit different, but the faithfulness I'm looking at tonight, we'd like to take one thing that God asks us to be faithful with and ask this question, am I truly being faithful? Or does my testimony and my actions mean that I am faithless in this area? See, sometimes people have faithfulness. They are faithful to certain things. I think everybody's faithful to something. Some people, you think about it, some people are faithful to a sports team. You know, they had their favorite team. They had their favorite jersey. They would never miss a game. Some people probably stayed home from church tonight. Not here, I'm sure, because we don't have any Eagle fans or Viking fans that would have stayed home to watch those two teams or to watch the Patriots or to watch the Jaguars. Those are the four teams left in the playoffs. You know, they're faithful to that team. They live according to that team. They're going to stick to that team, and they've been fans their whole entire life. You know, there are things that we are faithful to. There's things that we are adhere to. There's things we just do not change. There's things that is part of our routine and is something we are constant with it. We are not fickle about it. We believe it and we trust in it and we continue to do it day after day after day. The question is, how do we respond to the things God asks us to be faithful about? What we're going to look at tonight is the Bible and the Word of God. You might say, well, I got checked off about service. I'm here. I'm faithful to God's house, which the Bible teaches about not forsaking the assembly of believers. But what about how we respond to the Word of God? You know, listen to these definitions again. True to allegiance, constant in the performance of the duties of service. Also, faithfulness, loyalty to it, firm adherence to allegiance and duty. Do we do the things that the Bible says? Now listen to the definition of faithless again. Not adhering to the allegiance or duty. Not believing. Not giving credit to. Not true to the master or employer. Neglectful as a faithful servant. Now I'd like to think about for a few moments, am I really truly being faithful to the Word of God, or is it really I'm more faithless? I believe in the Bible. I believe the Bible to be true. I say I believe the Bible would be God's inspired word that can change lives and can make a difference in people's lives. But the question is, how do we handle the Bible? And I'm not talking about how we handle and the idea of the way that we treat it. I'm talking about how we respond to the things that we hear and respond to the things that we do. Are we truly faithful? Do we have misplaced faithfulness in believing what the Bible says or believing what we say? Because I was reading a poll and they say 73% of people who say that there is a God, 73% of them don't read their Bible. Not on a daily basis, but don't read it even once a week on average. Only 20%, it was 19% of people who actually said they read their Bible every single day. You would be shocked if people truthfully said, you know, I read my Bible every day this week. And so are we truly, you know, we would never say that we're not faithful about it, but remember when the Lord comes back, is he going to find faith on this earth? How do we handle the Word of God? How do we respond to it? And that's some of the things we're going to look at today. I started in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 because it's a familiar passage of scripture to many. It talks about the gospel. It talks about in verse number 3, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And this is a great passage of scripture. At some point in time during this year, we're probably going to talk about what we have faith in. We didn't use the word of the definition of faith because we really haven't described it that much, but it's talking about trusting. It's talking about believing in why we do what we do. I'm going to tell you tonight that I think you should read the Bible, that you should obey the Bible, that you should memorize the Bible, that you should respond and listen to preaching and teaching of the Word of God. You say, why in the world would I do that? because that's what our faith is built around. So in verse number 3, it talks about how he delivered, how Christ had died for our sins according to the scriptures. And verse number 3 is referring to the substitutionary death. Verse number 4, and that he was buried and that he rose again in the third day according to the scriptures. So verses number 4 talks about the secured burial. It talks about the sure resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then throughout this chapter, it begins to talk about the things that hinge our faith around. If you look in verse number 17, it says, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. You know, our faith in Jesus Christ hinges upon this. If it's true, it's true. If it's not, then our faith is in vain. And our future depends on it. Look what it says in verse number 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished, saying, if it's not true, if what we believe in this Bible and according to the gospel of Jesus Christ and the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, if it is not true that he did not raise from the dead, our faith is in vain. What we're doing here is worthless. Verse number 18, what hinges on it also is our future depends on it. Look what it says in verses 51 through 53. It says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. And one of the great chapters of the Bible, so we don't have time to look at all of it, but I was just trying to lay a foundation. This is what we have our faith in. Okay, so now what are we supposed to do with our faith? Now look what it says in verses 57 and 58. Verse 57 says, but thanks be to God, which giveth to us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I read verse number 58, and I hear the words, and I think of the words about the word faithful. Think about the words of faithfulness. Faithful means true to allegiance, constant in performance. Faithfulness talks about loyalty and firm adherence to allegiance and duty. So in verse 58, he's building a lesson and a message. This is what we have faith in. This is the gospel. This is what we believe, and this is why we believe it, and all the things that hinge upon that faith, and how we are even trusting him for someday for salvation. Now, with this faith, how do we respond? When we talk about moving by faith, how do we respond? We have faith in the gospel. We have faith in the word of God. So now be steadfast. Now be unmovable. Now be abounding in the work of the Lord constantly. What is that saying? It's saying be faithful. That's what I said earlier. It says in the Bible that God is faithful, but also says moreover is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. So if faithless means that we're not giving credit to, if we're not being true to the master, if we're not being allegiant or duty or listening to what is being said, that's what faithless means. And faithful means that we're being steadfast and we're being unmovable when it comes to the word of God. What would be a better description of you? Of course, none of us would say, I want to be faithless. I mean, you're here. Many of you, if not all of you, accepted Christ as your personal Savior. You're on your way to heaven. Of course you believe this is the word of God. But does your action show it? Is the way we live our lives show it? So here's some different things I think that we should respond, how we should respond to the word of God. How we respond to the word of God. If one out of every five people who come to church say they do not read it on a regular basis, I would call that faithless, wouldn't you? And I'm not saying that they don't believe that the Bible is God's word, but the Bible is saying that, I mean, the definition is saying that you're not adhering to it. You're not listening to it. You're not using it. A faithful person is a person, number one, would respond by reading it. By reading it. You say, Pastor, that's pretty simple. It is simple, but how many of us do it? If you truly want to say, hey, I'm not faithless when it comes to the word of God. I believe that it's without mistake. I believe all these things. You have all those different adjectives and you're strong in what you believe, and that's great and that's wonderful. But Are you faithful with the Word of God? God has given you His Word. He has put it down in black and white for us to read. This morning as we began going through a discipleship class of our adult Sunday school class, the first thing they try to teach them is the Word of God and the importance of the Word of God. It doesn't matter if you know all the intricate details and if you know all the things from the Greek and you know all about the translations, and you know all about the word revelation, all about the word inspiration, if you know all about being God-breathed, if all those things that happen, it doesn't really matter if you're not faithful with it. So the first response for a person that's going to be faithful would be they would do what? They would read it. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. It is something that God desires that we have. It is something God wants us to read. I don't know about you, but when I was in college, my wife used to send me love letters. I even sent her love letters. I had them for years. Every once in a while, she threatens to throw them away, but I still see them. And I think they're in a certain spot. I don't know for sure if they're there. No one had to require me to read those letters. And at Pensacola Christian College, where we met, they would had something called Panhellenic, and they would write little notes and letters and send things back and forth in between the dorms. I used to love getting those letters. I used to give the guys in the room that didn't have a girlfriend, they say, look, my girlfriend sent me a letter. Did you get anything? They're like, no. And so, I would show it off. I would be proud of it. You know what I would do? I would read it. I didn't have to put it away. I didn't have to say, maybe I'll read it later. It's not that important. It was important to me. I opened it up as soon as I got it and I read it. And you know what? Sometimes I'd even read it a second time, even a third time. Why is that? Because it was something that was special to me. It's something I wanted to make sure I got everything out of it that was being said. And so that's when it comes to the Word of God, is something is God's love letter to us, and we don't treat it. Do we read it? And I know I hear all the excuses. It's too hard. It's too tough. Do we believe it's a life-changing Word of God? Do we believe it's quick and it's powerful and sharper than two-edged sword? Do we believe in, like you said in 1 Corinthians 15, it's what led us to salvation. It's what led us to this relationship. We've been given this Word of God. Are we faithful with it? Are we faithless? Because as I was thinking about those things, being true to the allegiance of it, to be loyal to it, but not to read it sounds a lot more like faithless than the being faithful. Second thing I want you to think about, not only would we respond by reading it, if we truly had the faith that God is looking for us to have in His Word, we would meditate on it. I know some people is like, Pastor, you just asked me to read it. I feel like I've accomplished something if I read a chapter a day, and I think that's a good place to start. But now you're telling me I'm supposed to think about it throughout the day? If we had faith in it, we would. If we want to adhere to it, if we want to be loyal to it, if we wanted to show our faithfulness to God, it is something that we would put in our hearts and we would put in our minds, and it's something that we would, as it says in Psalms 1 and 2, meditate day and night. They delight in the Word of God and they meditate day and night. Joshua 1:8 says that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. He's saying in the scriptures there, and Joshua was teaching to the nation of Israel there, look, don't let the book of the law depart out of your mouth. And you go back there, that book of the law was pretty dry. When we read through the Bible, every time I go through it, I learn more and I grow more and I understand more. But some of the harder books in the Bible to read is those Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. Sometimes they got all those. And he's saying those are the things you're supposed to be thinking about. I mean, we got the action-packed books like the book of Acts and John and Luke, things that are a little bit easier to reading. And I'm not saying they're more important than the other, but Joshua's looking at this group of people and saying, look, you need to meditate on these words, the book of the law. You need not to forget it. When we meditate it, when we think about it, we're going to observe it. When we meditate and we think about it, we're going to be loyal to it. When we're meditating and thinking about it, it's something we're going to adhere to. We're going to consider the duty that is there. We're going to be constant in the performance. But many times why people do not read the Word of God, or at least do not obey the Word of God, is because they're not reading it. And when they don't read it, they forget about it. And as it's not in their mind, it's not in their heart, and the world introduces so many other avenues and says so many other things, and they try to trick you with so many other things, then we don't have the Word of God in our heart. And because we don't have the Word of God, what happens? We start living like the world. and we're not faithful with the Word of God. The Bible, according to the definition, it says we're being faithless when it comes to the Word of God. Do we believe it's the Word of God? Do we believe it's going to change people's lives? Do we believe that's what brought us to salvation? Then how do we handle it? So many times we neglect it. Is that a lack of faith? I don't know what else it could be. Because if we truly believe the Word of God was going to change our lives, then it is something that we would read. If we truly believe that the Word of God was something that could help our marriages, then we truly believe. And I'm not saying that we don't have any faith, but I'm saying that we should be like that father that said, "Help thou my unbelief. I want to believe." Next thing, not only should we respond by reading it, meditating, we should respond by memorizing it. Memorizing it. I know when I say that, some people shut off their mind and say, "I can't do that." And if God asks us to do something, you know what God's going to help us do? He's going to help us do it. It might take some of us longer. As I get older, my mind is not as sharp, and I cannot memorize like these young people. It's amazing sometimes what these young people can memorize. Well, growing up, we had some teenagers in our youth group, especially one that would memorize a book of the Bible for Bible quizzing. Wow, wouldn't that be awesome? But the point is, you know, are you faithful with the Word of God? So, well, they memorized it, but did they adhere to it? It's the question. So it's reading, yes, it's meditating on it, yes, but memorizing it. Look what the Bible says in Psalms 119:11. "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." If we believe that verse to be true, if we want to be faithful to that verse, and we believe that verse to be true, and we say, you know what, I'm struggling with this sin, I'm having a hard time with this area, but I really truly want help. If I truly want God to come in and take over, and I truly want God to make the difference in my life, we would take that verse for what it says, right? "Thy word have I hid in my heart that..." Why? "So I won't sin against him." And you think about that. Are we faithful with this book? Do we read it? And as I was studying and as I reading, because there are so many things we could choose. We could choose about being faithful to church and being faithful as a witness. Are we faithless about church? Are we faithless about being a witness? Are we faithless about our walk? Are we faithless inside of our marriages? Are we adhering? But it begins with what he has written to us and what he has showed to us. Some people are being faithful to it, and some people are reading it, and some people are meditating, and some people are memorizing it. They're being faithful to the Word of God. But then, according to what the definition's saying, there's a lot of faithlessness going on when we have it and we don't use it. When we have it and we don't believe it. "So I would never do that." Well, when God tells us to forgive and we don't forgive, you know what we do? We misplace our faithfulness to the Word of God and place it on our own emotions. When God tells us to love, and we choose not to love, we misplace the faithfulness and the faith we have in God's word, and we place it on how we feel. It's sort of like with our bank accounts and our money. God tells us all these different wonderful promises, and he gives us certain instructions. And when we depend on God, we have our faith in him and faith in what his word says. But when we choose to instead not believe in it, we are no longer faithful to God and his word. We're more faithful, and our faith is no longer in the Bible. Our faith is now inside our checkbook. There's a difference. Where is our faith found? Is it found in the Word of God, or is it in our emotions? Is it found in the Word of God, or in our intellect? Is it found in the Word of God, or is it found in how we feel? The fourth thing is, not only should we respond by reading it and meditating and memorizing, we should respond by hearing it preached and taught. Preached and taught. Titus 1:3 says, "But hath in due time manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior." God uses preaching and teaching. And like I said, I know you don't have the most talented pastor. I'll be first one to admit that. The same time as the preaching and teaching of God's word that makes a difference. Are we faithful to hear it? And once again, some people can come to church and they're here, and they come to church to hear, and sometimes people come to church for other reasons. You know, but is our faith found in believing that God can use the Word of God, a man speaking the Word of God with the Holy Spirit's power and conviction that God can speak to our hearts individually? I think we would say yes, because I know it's happened to all of us. It's happened to me. I don't know how many times I've sat and listened to a sermon and listened to a preacher, and God's Holy Spirit just works on me and just says, you know, that's where you need to work on. That's what you need. You know what? That's how we would respond to the Bible. If we believe that this is the Word of God and we were faithful to the Word of God, we would listen to preaching and teaching of God's Word on a regular basis. In the morning time, many times I listen to a sermon while I'm getting ready. I don't get to hear the sermons like you do every week. You get to hear different messages from different people, mostly from me. But every morning when I'm trying to get ready, and usually takes me a little while to get ready, from ironing my clothes to taking care of myself, it takes me somewhere around 40 to 45 minutes. So I'll have a sermon going on. And why do I do that? I do that because I believe that the preaching and teaching of God's Word can change lives. And I think it's something that's good. And I think you should be listening to the right ones. I get my tablet out or my phone, and I'll have it there, and I'll turn it up and I'll listen to it. And my boys and my wife will come in and they'll, who's that? And they'll hear, and they'll hear little portions of it. I think that's a good thing to do. Why do I do that? Am I looking for more sermons? No, I want God to change and work on my life. Now, I do hear a lot of cool stories and jokes that their congregations laugh when they tell the jokes. You guys don't laugh when I tell my jokes, but I'm sure they're better at it than I am. But why am I responding to that? Because I believe the Bible can change. And I, you know what? I enjoy listening to the Word of God, and it helps me and helps grow, helps me want to get back into the Bible and get into the Word of God. Because if I am faithless to the Word of God, it's hard to get back into it. The devil will fight you tooth and nail. He will try to do whatever he can to stop you from getting in the Bible. He'll tell you it's too hard to understand. He'll tell you it's something that nobody else is reading. He'll tell you that it won't make a difference. It changed life. Why do I need to know that this person begat this person, this person begat this person? You know, he'll say all these things when there's so much in the Word of God that can make a difference in your life. Are you faithful to it? So I think not only should you read it, not only should you meditate it, memorize it, and also listen to Bible teaching and preaching, whether it be here at Faith Baptist Church or other good, solid, independent, fundamental Baptist preachers. And if you want to know some, I can give you some names. But last but not least, I think you should obey it. We should respond by obeying the Bible. I think this one would talk about the faithfulness. According to what the directions of the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, you know, over and over, true to its allegiance, constant in the performance and duties of services, loyalty, firm adherence to allegiance and duty. I think what that's saying is they're obeying it. It's something that they're listening to and they're obeying. Listen to what faithless is. Not adhering to allegiance or duty. Not believing. Not giving credit. Neglectful. How many of us would say that's how I describe my usage of the Bible and the Word of God? And I'm not trying to shame you. I'm trying to let the Bible talk to you, because I know it works on my heart too, because I want to do more. I want to believe, because 1 Corinthians 15 is about the gospel and it's about what we believe. And he comes through and describes, you know what, if you're going to be saved, if you're saved, this is how you got saved. And what happens to you in the future depends on this gospel. And, you know, what happens when we die depends on this gospel. You know, if Christ really didn't rise from the dead, this is all in vain. And he talks all about what we should have faith in and what our faith is inside. And then he comes at the end, okay, if you have this faith, now let's be unmovable. Let's be steadfast. Let's be abounding in the work of the Lord. Let's do what his word says. But are we being faithful to it? You know, some people can read the Bible and not obey it. They just read the words and don't let God get inside of them. The Word of God gets inside. Some people can even memorize the Scripture. As I said before, I would have teenagers sometimes that can memorize long passages of Scripture that aren't in church today. They could memorize it, but they didn't let it become something they would meditate on. It wasn't something that they listened to the preaching and teaching of God's Word. They didn't obey it. Are we faithful with it? I don't know about you, but it's one of the most precious things we have. God himself wrote this book, Yes, he used over 40 different authors as he God-breathed, and he penned the words, and he did all those things. That's all good, and it's great if we all know that, and we can say amen and go to the right church that has the right Bible. But are we being faithful to it? Some people just don't even read it. So if you're really truly going to be faithful to the Bible, God, you're going to read it, you're going to meditate it, you're going to memorize it, you're going to listen to Bible teaching and preaching, you're going to obey, because the Bible says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And it says, deceiving your own selves. And that's what many people do. They hear the word of God, they might pick up the word of God, and they have deceived themselves in saying, I am faithful to the Bible. If I asked the question at the beginning of the sermon and said, how many people think that they're faithful with the word of God? I think everybody probably would, or at least most people would raise their hand. Some people would say, I don't think you should raise your hand in church. Some people would say, I'm not going to raise my hand no matter what he says, but whatever. The faithfulness. If I said that you're faithful to the word of God, you might have said, yes, I believe in the Bible, and I believe the truths of the Bible, and I believe I should listen to it. But that's not being faithful to it. According to being faithful means is our responses would be memorization, our responses would be reading, our responses would be meditating on it and listening to Bible teaching and preaching, but also it's obeying. He says, be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So it's the illustration here. I know I've mentioned it before. It's, you know, what the sermon is supposed to do and what the Bible is supposed to do is it puts up in the mirror. You're supposed to look into that mirror and say, okay, according to what the Bible said tonight, am I faithful or am I faithless? Am I really truly reading? Am I truly meditating? Am I memorizing? Am I listening to Bible teaching? Am I obeying it? Because if we're not, according to what the definitions and what the Word of God says, we're being faithless with it. So here's the mirror, and look in the mirror and say, is this something I should work on? And you have to answer that for yourself, of course. I know different people will be in different levels. Different people have been saved longer. Different people have more knowledge because of the books that they've read. I understand that. But do you truly, listening to the things you've heard tonight and what God expects, what your master expects, are you being faithful to it? Or are you being faithless? Now, if you look in that mirror and see that you're faithful, then praise the Lord. You know what? You're going to give glory to God for the fact he gave you that Bible. If you look in that mirror and you see that there's some things in your life you could work on, like memorization and like meditation, and maybe even just like reading it, or maybe listening to it, obeying it, maybe you see one of these five things that this is something I can fix, you know what? You can look in that mirror and the Holy Spirit of God and the Bible can say, you need to fix that. And that's good. It's not something you turn around and get mad at me or you get mad at what's being said. You say, okay, that's good. I'm thankful that I saw that. Now I can fix it. If you got mad at what you saw in the mirror every single morning and you threw something at it and broke the mirror, it wouldn't help anymore, would it? If anybody has a right to get mad at what the mirror shows you, it would be me. I don't like looking in the mirror because I don't like what I see. And so it's like, okay, I look at the mirror and I see that I have some things I need to work on. If it's not my day off, I try to shave every single day and I got to do this, I got to do that. I see things to try to make myself look as presentable as I'm able to. But if I just got mad at the mirror and said, you know what, the mirror's wrong, the mirror's stupid, and just walked away, I'm not getting the benefits of it. Christian, today, as we hold up the mirror, I think this is something many of us could work on and say, you know what, I don't really think about it. And some people might think I'm sacrilegious for saying this, but I'd rather see a person read a shorter passage of scripture, understand the meaning of the scriptures, invest themselves in learning what the scripture says, memorizing a portion of that scripture, than trying to read through their Bible in a year. Do I think reading through your Bible in a year is a good thing? Yes, I do. I think everybody should try to do it. But I also think there should always be a short passage that you focus on and you try to learn and you try to grow from it and you try to understand it. You get out your dictionary, you look at different things, you understand what the setting is, you understand what's going on, you understand who's talking, and let it affect and change your lives. Why is that? Because what's your response to the Bible? Just reading through it and not understanding what's being said, is it better than reading something else? Of course. Is it making the difference what the Bible is? No. Because when we don't meditate, when we don't memorize, when we don't listen to Bible preaching, teaching, and we don't obey it, we're being faithless towards it. So tonight, as we open up that mirror and we hold up that mirror, the Bible says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. It says, if you hear, you see what you need to work on, God says you'll be blessed by it. So you have a choice tonight. You can take it with you. You can listen to it. You can understand what the Bible's saying. And you can say, okay, I'm looking in that mirror and there's some things I need to work on. You can go ahead and change those. The Bible's there for you to look at and understand. So as we're talking about this year a lot about by faith, are we a faithful people? You say, Pastor, we're here on a Sunday night. The NFL playoffs are going on. I'm sure something else is going on. We could have been somewhere else. We're faithful to church. Okay, that's good. We got church down. Why we come, we haven't talked about. Secondly, what about the Word of God? Are we faithful to it? I bring it. I got the right one. I show it to other people. I open it up. I know all the books of the Bible in order. I know this. I even know how to spell those funny names. You know, that's, are we faithful to the Word of God? Is it something that we are truly reading and meditating and memorizing? These are not things that I'm saying. These are things he's saying, I've given you this. Now I want you to do something with it. I didn't give you this so you can use it as a decoration. Some people do, and that's fine. As long as they got one they're using, then who cares? But, you know, I'm giving you this book. I've written you this letter. Are you going to be reading it? Are you going to be learning and growing? As I looked in the mirror, I saw some things I need to work on in some of these areas. I'm hoping that I do not be a forgetful hearer. Forgetful hearer will be, okay, I see it, then forget to do it. I'm hoping I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm hoping as we consider the Word of God, we say that we believe it's God's Word. He's given it to us. And I do not want to be faithless. When the Son of Man cometh to this, will he find faith? Do we have faith in the Bible? You say, of course we have faith in the Bible. If you truly had faith, then wouldn't you be reading it? Wouldn't you be memorizing it? Wouldn't you be meditating it? Wouldn't you be listening to preaching to it? Wouldn't you be obeying it? The question is, by faith, do we believe the Bible is God's Word? And are we living a life that demonstrates that we have faith in it? Let's ask ourselves that question tonight. Let's look into that mirror and see how God responds in his word. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet.